we are Parshas Mishpatim, we also have an extra kriya this week, the Shabbat, a special kriya of the Arba Parshas. The first one of the four Parshas is Parshas Shkoyah. So I'd like to look a little bit into some of the Yolif relating to the kriya of Parshas Shkoyah. Now the original thought for this din, that this time of year approaching Rosh Chodesh Adar, we read Parshas Shkoyah. The source of it is a Mishnah. The source of it is in a Mishnah. What it says on Tzav Tav Tet Amud Aleph in Megillah, the Mishnah says over there, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shachal Liyos B'Shabbat Kerim Parshas Shkol. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbat, so we have a Kriya of Parshas Shkolim on that Shabbat. And the Gemara continues to explain over there that when it falls as it does this year, that Rosh Chodesh Adar is not on Shabbat, then the Kriya of the Parshas Shkolim is on the Shabbat always prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar. So it's always either on Rosh Chodesh or on the Shabbat Mevorkim, Shabbat prior to Rosh Chodesh. Now what is the...
That's
our case this year. Yeah. This year Rosh Chodesh Adar is going to be on a Friday, I think. Next week on Friday is going to be Rosh Chodesh Adar. So...
Wow.
Yeah. So this year, the Kriya of Parshas Shkolim is going to be on this Shabbat, the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar. So what is the reason for the Chazal and the sacking this Kriya? What's the reason for it? So it appears to be a discussion in the Rishon. Rashi, on that Mishnah, tells us what? That tells us, Kriya of Parshas Shkolim. Why do we do this, says Rashi? The idea to remind people, She'ovi'u shikleihem ba'adar. That they should bring their Shkolim in Adar Kedei. She'akrivu ve'echot benisan mitrumah chadosha. In order that when it comes the first of Nisan, we will be able to offer korbanos in the Beit HaMikdash from the new set of donations. So to explain a little bit of background, the korbanos in the Beit HaMikdash, you know, were mainly, there were many korbanos, which were korbanos too. Every day there was korban tomid, on Shabbos there was musaf, on Yom Tov there was musaf. Who paid for the korbanos too? So obviously the korbanos of the tzibur have to be paid for by the tzibur. So how did that work? So this is where the concept of Matzis HaShekel in the times of the Beit HaMikdash came in. Every year everybody had to give a Matzis HaShekel, which when everybody's money came together, that covered the cost of the korbanos tzibur. And how often do you have to give this Matzis HaShekel? Once a year. Once a year when? Once a year by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we start using the donations from the new year, of that new collection. So, in order that everybody should remember to bring their half a shekel by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we obviously have to give people some advance warning. Now, how much advance warning do you have to give somebody in order that he should pay out money at a certain time? So, each person, the pinyon doesn't. But Chazal gave us this period, 30 days. So Rashi says that that is the reason, and that is the reason, says Rashi, for this Kriya Tatoya. This is part of the reminder to bring your Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Reminder to give
your donate
to the Shul, I guess.
Yeah, nowadays it's maybe... We'll see a little more maybe what meaning it has for us nowadays. But the implication of Rashi is that this Kriya would have been there in the times of the Beit HaMikdash as well. On the contrary, its main meaning of this would have been in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. And now it's just a sort of remainder from what they had in those times. Let's just explain this a little further. Besides this Kriya Tatoya, the very first Mishnah in the second Shkolim, the next thing on the sheet, tells us that Be'echot Ba'adar Mashmir al HaShkolim. There was an official announcement. Basically, they made it their business to announce to everybody, like nowadays we would send everybody an email, I suppose, to remind you to bring your Matzah Shekel. In those times there was an announcement, Be'echot Ba'adar Mashmir al HaShkolim. We announced everybody to bring their Shkolim. In the Torah about to know they're explained. Based in Shulchim Bechole, or in Israel, based in Sin Shulchim to every city, Umachorizim, and they make an announcement there, Shiavir Shikhim. Lafi, as we said, Shemaechov and Nisan, sorry, it's Lahavi Korbonis, Sibu Mitrumo Katashot. When it comes the first of Nisan, you've got to bring from the fresh donations. Therefore we go 30 days before the Hanume Echol Ba'ada La'acharit Shiyo Yiyu Shiklem. So now they should bring already the Shkolim.
Was there anybody so poor they could afford Yilchem
Shiklem? I think the Mishnah is talk about it. I don't remember, but it doesn't sound like such a big pile of money, but maybe there was, I don't know. What happens if somebody is so poor they can't get it, but then what?
The borrowers.
Do they have to borrow it? Are they obliged to borrow?
No problem. Not because it has to be the current. Yeah. You'll never get a current.
Yeah, but this Master Shekel, I don't know, I don't think it's like the Master Shekel which there was in the Midbar in the time of in the Mishkan and in the Torah we do find that, giving Master Shekel for counting the people. We don't find over here that it was used to count the people. It's just the point was to give it to keep the common civil going. What happens if you can't give it? Maybe you do have to borrow. I think maybe the Mishnah says that you do. Now an interesting point, which is one final thing about this, the Tiferes Yisrael explains a little further about this period of 30 days. Now this period of 30 days is indeed the time period that we always give people to pay up choices. The same thing applies, let's say, in a Din Torah, when it's decided that somebody has to pay up money. That is the time that's based in fixed for him to pay up money in that amount of time. 30 days is considered a standard reasonable amount of time to manage to pay up whatever needs to be paid up. So in the same way that is the time given in all, in the only modern Din Torah, it's the same thing over here, says the Tiferes Yisrael. So just to tie all this back into the Rashi about the Kriyas HaTorah, Rashi is saying that the Kriyas HaTorah is a type of, let's say, extension, additional facet of this idea of the fact that we have to announce and remind people to bring their Shkolim. There is an announcement that Beis Din make on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And this Kriyas HaTorah, Rashi explains to us, is a type of additional facet of this announcement. In addition to Beis Din announcing, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, there is a special Kriyas HaTorah which also reminds us to bring our Shkolim.
And this
is the
question.
You say it lies in this being given for people who don't have it available. That's what we're really saying. People who don't have the money available, so they have these 30 days to see to it, so they should have it from somewhere.
Yeah.
And now let's turn to another understanding in why Chazal was attacking this Kriyas HaTorah. So they say by Chinuch in Mitzvah Kupay, a different chat. The Asher Ba'avodei Seir. So they say by Chinuch, now, these are our sins, She'en Lo Mikdosh, we don't have a Beit HaMikdosh, the Lord Shkodim, and we don't have the Maktis HaShekel. Now we call Yisrael a Zeta HaDobah, and the remembrance of the Maktis HaShekel, we have the practice, literate the Beit HaKnesses for all Shon of the Shon of Parsha Du Shalki Tissa Adva Kafta et Kesef HaKipurit. Due to the fact that we are no longer able to give the Maskis HaShekel to the Beit HaMikdosh, we have this practice to read every year the Parsha regarding the Maskis HaShekel, the beginning of Parsha's Ki Tissa, Bishav Shulei Tzei Rish Chedish Adar La'oyla. So the same thing is saying that a different understanding or reasoning in this Parshas Shkolim. That the purpose or the reason to read Parshas Shkolim is because we're no longer able to give the Maskis HaShekel to add it, or to replacement, in, I suppose, in a similar way to the fact that we say Korbonos every day, we say the Korbonos because we're not able to bring the Korbonos, so at least we read the Parsha of the Korbonos. So in the same vein, we're not able to bring the Maskis HaShekel, so we read the Parsha regarding Maskis HaShekel. It would appear that the difference between them is whether at all there was a chiyuv to read this parsha in the times of the Beit HaMikdash. According to Rashi, it's nothing to do with a remembrance for the Beit HaMikdash, it is part of the announcement on the contrary. It's something which mainly applies in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, and nowadays only applies as a sort of remainder from what they had in the times of the Beit HaMikdash. But I think in according to the Sefer Chinuch, in the times of the Mikdash, there was no reason to read the Parshas Shkolim. The whole thing is just, since we can't bring the Shkolim, so we read the Parsha. If you can bring your Shkolim, then you need to read the Parsha. So that's the Mahoikos in Rashi and the Sefer Chinuch regarding the time for reading Parshas Shkolim. Now I thought this machloket is aside to an interesting point of practical halakha. The Gemara says in the Sefer Megillah that a new opinion you might not have heard of, Tadur Rabbanan Hakol Oyin Leminyan Shiva Va'afidu Kafa. When we call up seven people on Shabbos, there's a Chayva to call seven people to the Torah. That says the Gemara that may Ikar Adin, even a Kofen counts as one of the seven. May Ikar Adin, according to the basic din of the Gemara, you could call a Kofen as one of the seven. That's a broad thing. The Shulchan Aruch and the authority of Shulchan Aruch say that nowadays, as we all know, we've never seen this happen, as we all know, nowadays this is not the minag, and we don't do it. However, that said, the Mephoshim do say that this custom only applies to the actual seven. But to call a cotton for Maksir is permitted. Even other Yom HaZeh, there's no official custom not to call a cotton for Maksir, you are permitted to call a cotton for Maksir. And indeed, I've seen this done in one or two places. It's so common, but I have seen it happen. Places where they actually call a cotton from us. But only the actual basic seven become a custom, although sure as Tadin, one could call a cotton, but sure as Tadin, but the minhag has become that we don't. And nevertheless, for Maksir, we do. So now, let's look at the following question or issue. What about to call a cotton? That's regular Shabbos, regular Maksir. Is there any reason not to call a cotton? Or is it any different? Is it any different when we come to the Dalit Parshios? We're allowed to call a cotton for a regular Maksir. What about these four Parshios? So it could be each one of them maybe needs to be looked at in their own special merit. There could be, maybe it's not a package deal, all the four parishes. And Parshas Zohar has got its own particular issues, according to some, maybe Parshas Zohar is Veraitas, maybe it could have its own. Not like most creates of Therese, Rabbanan, maybe it could be more stringent because of that. But let's look at a different. So this question is discussed by the Poskim. Let's look at a number of possible svaros why it could be more common. So one reason given by the Tshuva Tzori Rosh. The Tshuva Tzori Rosh says as follows. Let's pay close attention to the way the Gemara says it. Hakol Oylin Leminyan Shiva. That Gemara that we said, Hakol Oylin Leminyan Shiva. Everybody can count towards the number of seven. Afilu Kofen. So he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that when the Gemara says even a Kofen can count towards the number of seven, well, pay close attention, that's telling you that not all of the oilim, not all of the oilim can be ketanim. He can count towards the number of seven. So if you've got some oilim who are regular benechi or vugid oilim, and then one or two are ketanim, the ketanim can count towards the number of seven.
Even isha.
Sorry?
Even isha.
And even isha, that's the truth. I didn't put down all of the Gemara. On that, the Rabbi Shlomo said, the Gemara says we don't do it because of covered sin, but the Ikar Din it could be. So, bearing that in mind, if a cotton can only be oiled in the sense of being inspired with the other oiling to make up the cheshen, but not to be oiled on his own. So there's a revosh. Let us consider these Arba Parshios. These Arba Parshios are not part of your regular Kriya of Shabbos. They're not part of Parshas Shavuot. They're a Kriya on their own. They're their own obligation to be carried. In addition to the fact that every Shabbos we carry the Parshas Shavuot, there's an added separate obligation to be carried this Parshas, the Parshas Shavuot. So if you're going to call a cotton to be oiled for the Parshas Shkolim, essentially, what you will be doing is, you'll be calling a Kohen on his own. It's true that on that same morning, you've also called many Gedolim to be Parshas HaShavua. But that doesn't give us anything as regards the Kriya of the Parshas Kohen, the Parshas Zotah, the Parshas Torah, these other Parshas. The other Parshas are their own independent Kriya. If they're their own independent Kriya, and it was only the leniency to call the Kohen was only given for a Kohen to join in as part of a minyan, but not to be the only Oyeh. So the same thing will apply when we try and apply that to these Dalit Parshios. What you will come out with is that you cannot call the Kohen. Because when you call the Kohen for Dalit Parshios, you're essentially calling the Kohen alone. You're calling entirely Dalit, because that is its own separate Kriya. So, based on that reasoning, Chula Tari Vosh says one should not call Ketanim for these Dalit Parshios. Although one can call them for any regular matzir on a normal Shabbat, but for the Dalit Parshios, not. That is the argument, the svara, the logic of the Chuvah Tzari Vosh, says one should not. However, not everybody agrees with the Chuvah Tzari Vosh, and the basic Ikar Din is not lacking. The Ramor rule, Shulchanoros, and the Time Rishpin Pesach, third last thing on the paper. The Shulchanoros rules that one can call the Kohen even for the Master of Abra Parish. It seems that the other side of the coin is that we view it as sort of one big package deal with the Parishes of Shavua. The likely you're not calling only a Kohen, you call other people as well. And one can call a Kohen also for the Abra Parish. So I saw an idea in the paper. I didn't see this in the early post scheme, but an additional idea to give a further logic why not to call a Kohen for Parshas Shkodim, which ties back into the Rashi and Sefer Hilul, which we started with. We said before, our focus in Rashi and Sefer Hilul, what is the reason for the Kriya of Parshas Shkodim? Is it like Rashi, that was the original announcement to remind you to bring your shkolim? Or is it, since we do not have the shkolim nowadays, so we do this in order to be in place of our bringing shkolim? That would be my point. So, let's consider this a little closer. Who has to bring shkolim? Does a Kohen have to bring a matzah to shekel? No. A Kohen doesn't have to bring a matzah to shekel. So if we will say that, the Sefer Hilul, that this Kriya is in place of our bringing the Matzis HaShekel. So one could very strongly hear the argument that if it's in place of our bringing the Matzis HaShekel, it shouldn't be read by somebody who doesn't bring the Matzis HaShekel. Again, if you follow Rashi's reason, then it's a Kriya HaTorah that they were mistaken to remind you to bring your Matzis HaShekel. It's not something that we do instead of bringing Matzis HaShekel. It's a Kriya HaTorah to remind you to bring Matzis HaShekel. It's a Kriya HaTorah, like any Kriya HaTorah. So, according to Rashi, maybe it would be the same as all regular Kriya HaTorah where you can call the Kohen. But let's look a little further at this point of cutting. When we say a Kohen doesn't bring Matzis HaShekel, there's an interesting machlokes regarding this. The Mishnah in Shkolim, second bottom thing on the first side, records that as Mimim Ashkenim, from whom do we take the Matzis HaShekel, Levim, Israelim, etc., Avol Loi, Noshim, Avodim, Uktan. So Ktanim are not obliged to give Matzis HaShekel, like we just said. Now, what are we referring to when we say Ketanim do not have to give Matzis HaShekel? So we know the normal meaning of Ketanim in Kalas Erekula, generally speaking, is people who are below the age of 13. Men below the age of 13 is Ketanim, and above the age of 13 is Ketanim for Cholach Yuvim. They have a din of a God. So Kotan is below 13, God is above 13. However, over here, there's a machlokes about it. The Bat Amura on that Mishnah is Mefarish. What does it mean to somebody who do not have to bring? Say, the Vasudeva. Apilu Hedi Shtei Sara. Even if he has the size of a physical godless, who possibly ben Esrim? If he is less than 20, he doesn't have to bring. And the Vasudeva is in line with the original counting of Matzis HaShekel, which was done in the Midbar. Presumably that is the source and the svara of this Sara. Since in the original Matzis HaShekel in the Midbar, which was done for the purpose of counting Am Yisrael, where we find the furish in the Tzukim that it's only Ben Esrim Vavala, who are then the chiyuv of Matzis HaShekel for future donors to donate the Matzis HaShekel to the upkeep of the Mikdash, was also only Ben Esrim Shana Vavala.
So a person, a youth under 20 is
Sidna Katan. For this, according to the Bathlo. However, it's the subject of Lakoik is showing you. I put it on the paper. One of the Tolkien, the Rabban, says openly in his Pirush al Apera, on this parsha of the Shkalim, parsha of Kisisa, Hashkalim the Korvalim, Eno Mibene Esrim Shalom Babal. Says the Rabban, although in the count in the Midbar it was from 20, but the obligation to bring Shkalim to the Korbanis in all future generations is not like that, says the Rabban. No, it's not with Ben Etrim Shalom Bamala, it's not from 20 years up, rather it is Mishahedish Deitarus from the time of physical godless, which we presume to be the age of 30. From then, the time of
Nishkalim. Was he relating it to
the Shabbat?
I think that the
Havodah
for them was only
for 20. No, I don't think so. I think he's relating it to the original count in the Midbar. In the Midbar, when it was brought to count Am Yisrael, then it was only brought from the age of 20.
So it was only
in the Midbar, we only counted from 20 and up.
It only
counted 20 hours? Yeah. Before Rishon, look at the Tajik. He says that when we lay it, this Shabbat will be. So he's saying the same thing applies in future Doris as well. And the Rabban is saying, no, for future Doris, it just has the status of all regular mitzvahs. Regular mitzvahs all from the age of 30. Now where does this, interesting thing, now where does this, machlokes, have a practical application to us nowadays? Not every day of the year, but once a year. Once a year, this discussion, how they have, who brought Matzis HaShekel in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, also has practical application nowadays. Where did they have a practical application? So there is a halacha mentioned in the Rambam in the Hilchos Purim. It's the next thing on the second side of the paper, the second thing. Yesh Omerim, Sheyesh Litin, Kodem Purim, Matzis Min HaMatzbea, Tavua Ba'Yisrael Mokim. There is a minag to give on Erev Purim half a coin, which is a half of the local currency, to stop. And why is this done? Zecher the Matzis HaShekel. This is something that we do as a remembrance of the Matzis HaShekel. So you know it's in Ba'adah.
So
we've heard of this custom people doing normally on Tanis Esther in the afternoon before Mincha.
Right.
They put a special plate or box on the villa, and we give into it a half a shekel, so I couldn't give a half a dollar.
We're going to see the second about the three halves.
Since it's written in this parasha three times, the word truva, yeshit and gimel, has become accustomed to give three. The yeshit no galil purim kodesh mitzal in mincha, one gives it on erev purim before mincha. Now, who has to give it? Ve'ein chayiv litnoi ra'ni shuhu b'ven etrim v'malo, says the Rambam. Who gives this half a shekel, this box on the gimel in the middle of the shul? This custom is only for people who are 20 and up.
And only males?
And only males. Now, one second, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, this statement of the Rambam, that one should only give it, one only needs to give it from the age of 20, Zeru Nadas, Rabbi Avadim, and Batanur. This is according to the opinion of the Baal Tanurim, as we saw it, who holds that Matzis HaShekel only applies from 20 and up. So therefore, similarly, this custom that we have to give a half a shekel nowadays on Erev Purim as a zecher of the Matzis HaShekel only applies to people who are 20 and up. But don't be miserable. Abba Tosfos Yom Tov quotes. Abba Tosfos Yom Tov quotes. Shall quote him Chokin. There's opinions who disagree, as we saw the Ramban, and there's others too. Utsvirahu, as they hold, to be begged with Gimel Lamalo to be Klal Ish. Time of Akhtas HaShekel, one should give it from the age of 13 and upwards.
I thought we were
knowing also the great thing. Oh, right, very good. So now let's carry on. A couple more points regarding this midday.
Sorry.
Very good, on the ball. But anyway, Rabbi Kotab, the Kol Zeh Rak Bidin. Now, always tell the house this is the Shurat Hadin. Aval HaMidah, but Lameisa, the custom is, who listed Asiru Ba'ad Bada Pakistani. The custom is to give for everybody. Even Ba'ad Bada Pakistani, even for children who are not of age, the Isha will bear it for Ad Blood.
What, just for pregnant?
Interesting, I didn't pick up on that. He's only mentioning right to give for Ketanim, and for a pregnant lady to give on behalf of her child, her unborn child. We ask him, what about on behalf of the ladies themselves? Not mentioned.
What about the girls?
Yeah.
Girls,
I think the minhag used to give for everybody, but I'm not sure.
I suppose the thing is, the
mashmaos is, you're right, the mashmaos is just the mirror. I have to look into it more.
Oh my goodness.
I think it's up to you to give
everybody. Otherwise, huh? Boom. Oh wow. Except for Isha, but that's finished.
Look
into that more.
Okay, let's just finish the last line. It's a Mishnah, one final point which is mentioned here. The Mishnah already says in Shkolim itself, and similarly we applied it to the Minhag. Called Kotum Shehit, so our Mishnah al Yodai, once the father has given what on behalf of the Kotum, should be the perfect. One shouldn't stop. So I shouldn't say, well, it's just a good custom. Last year I did it, this year I won't. Etc. Once you've done it once, one shouldn't stop. Alright, we'll stop here for today.
So is there a exactly